idiosyncrasies.
Yeah, funky.
Yeah, I like that one. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Idiosyncrasies. I'm your host, Trey. With me, as always, is Landon and Jared. Hi, boys.
Hello, my fellow men.
How was your New Year's?
This is a new us, okay? We can't be doing this.
No, yes, we can.
We're done with those.
We
had
to do this on the camera.
Jokes.
We were just talking about this right before the camera turns on, and we were like, we have to cut these bits because if we stick in the same loop, we don't grow as people. So what the fuck is the point of us doing this? If we're just going to be making the same jokes.
My gummy bears are stale.
No fucking way, dude. No way. How do they taste?
I'd guess stale.
Like gummy bears, but they're a little harder to chew.
Okay, so,
for this week's tweet, I present two because they're both visual and you get to see me struggle with my camera. So it's a quote retweet of the phrase in all caps, "It's windy! Fuck yeah!" And we have...
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah, yeah. Number two. This one got me real good when I came across the other day. I think it has the chops to make it big. So it's another quote retweet. It says, "We're doing scientific research right now, and we need your honest answer for males only. Which coordinates do you piss in?" And we have a general grid on a toilet. Yeah?
Okay, okay.
The quote retweet says G14. When you go to G14...
Is that the floor, or is it the back of the toilet?
And I thought that was fucking hilarious.
What is your coordinate? Where do you piss?
You know, I'll send this image to our group chat so we can have a solid discussion on it. Actually, let's get our songs first and then we'll continue. Harrison, fuck off.
All right, Jared, go ahead and start us off with the songs.
All right, so. I have a general vibey playlist that I listen to, and Spotify has a feature to like enhance your playlist now. So they'll add songs based on the songs around them.
Yeah.
So number one is going to be Fugue State by Vulfpeck. Fugue State, Vulfpeck.
Is that the sound that you were talking about?
Yeah, I think both of you would like that one.
That sounds really fucking familiar. I might know it.
It's all instrumental, but it's kind of a vibe. Number two. Honestly, also kind of a vibe. Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang.
Let's go, dude. Banger.
Sorry, I was adjusting camera, so I completely forgot. So, Rapper's Delight.
By the Sugar Hill Gang.
And then, banger. What was the first one?
Fugue State, Fugue.
I can spell Fugue, thank you.
Vulfpeck, Vulfpeck. This isn't for you, it's for our audio listeners, Trey. God.
I can spell Fugue. All right, you got a third one?
Nope.
All right. Landon.
I got three. Of course you do. So...
Sorry, did I say that out loud? I didn't mean to.
No, you did. Yeah, you did. Anyways, first song, it's going to be Sugar by Beach Fossils.
By Sugar Ray?
No, Beach Fossils. I just fucking said that.
By Sugar Ray?
You're really against me today, huh? I think you're targeting me. Racial. Anyways, Feels Like Summer by Childish Gambino.
When I met you
in the summer.
Love Childish Gambino.
A heartbeat sound. And then my third one is Turn Blue by the Black Keys.
God, I love the Black Keys.
Me fucking too.
They were my first like introduction to more
crush.
Like indie rock scene.
Yeah, this song's a banger.
All right.
Quay.
I got Thus Always to Tyrants by the Oh Hellos.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
And Plain Sailing Weather by Frank Turner.
How far did you have to go into your like playlist for that one?
That's number 37 on my like.
Hey, that's not too far. That's not too far.
Oh wait, that one's already in there. Hold on. The Way I Tend to Be by Frank Turner.
How far is that one? Is that
38? No, that's 33. It's actually up more on the list.
All right, now that we have that squared away, everyone go to your idiosyncrasies Snapchat group chat.
My idiosyncrasies.
Observe
the fuck is
the
my phone?
Grid.
Observe the horn.
So for our fans, this will be posted on our blog. You can check it out. You can watch along with the episode. And then you can email us your answers at pchart@gmail.com. I'm going to have to be a solid D8. D8 pretty consistently.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm like a C. I'm like a C4. I fucking blow up.
I'm an E5. I go for as much splash as possible. So, for our audio listeners, I'll show you this picture. So D8, that's right where the water meets the bowl. That's my goal. Then I do it so I can get a nice little swirl going around in the bowl.
So
I get to see my piss froth make its little circles. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, so C4 is a bomb, but it's also right there, that third from the top.
God, it's really, you animal.
It's really quiet.
Fucking animal.
Really quiet.
One wrong move and the whole back.
It's true. It's a risky one.
High risk, high reward.
High risk, high reward.
Yeah, I got it.
Landon found his phone. He used the Find My iPhone on his iPad. And he made it go ping ping.
Yeah.
I couldn't find my phone. It fell. Okay. Let's see.
Yeah, so I'm D8, Trey C4.
D8, let's see. That's pretty close. Like I would I'm definitely like a D8, D7. I'm probably a little bit more like C7. Damn, Trey, you're getting really close to the fucking
right?
That's it's exactly a what I said. High risk, high reward, all right?
E5. I was like one cough and the little shelf where the toilet seat attaches is soaked.
Yeah, the back shot. Yeah, I'm a big fan of what is that? Negative. What would that be?
God, I feel like I have to reform myself now. I have to actively go lower.
Bro, you have to go for the D8. I'm telling you. Then it's piss and a show because you get the little spin in the toilet.
Like a negative.
Hey, you know
G.
What? That's pretty good. That's fair.
I'm that's probably a compelling argument. Good like negative G5.
I mean, G-5?
Hey,
no, negative G5. That's the lid.
Yeah, I'll say that's the top of the toilet.
Yeah, I'm probably like a good like C7, or if I'm feeling fancy, like to mix it up, like a good like a D2.
Landon, I like that you say probably like a C7, and then react to me saying C4. You're like three spaces away
that's
from
a big
me.
Difference. That's a big
that
difference.
Is a
you're
big
like
difference.
You're like right above the fucking piss hole.
What?
I'm.
You're also you're right. Like right above the piss hole.
No, I'm not. No, I'm to the right. Thank you.
He's going at a different angle.
I'm
you're
going
really,
at an
as
angle.
Far as far as I'm concerned, you're standing directly over C4
exactly.
And aiming straight down.
Thank you. See,
you're
thank
C4
you.
And Landon's C7. Landon is 3 feet away from the ball.
I'm at an angle.
God, I want that fucking animated. Just like just me standing and then just 90 degree like bend at my fucking hip. I'm just Trey pissing P. down.
Yeah, I am doing
99
like
weird... perpendicularly.
I piss parallel to the toilet.
Oh, you're a fountain pisser. I see. Are you putting curvature into consideration as well?
No, I piss straight down. I plank right, off of the back of the toilet.
I have to get a boner, then I piss.
The boner's optional.
I have to get a boner, then I piss.
Boner's
then I
optional. Piss. Optional boner.
Optional boner.
Okay, so here's another one. Have you gone to the toilet, you pull your pants down, you're about to pee, and then two streams come out?
Mm.
Yep, yeah, okay. First time that happened to me, it blew my fucking mind. I was like, holy shit.
How am I doing
what
this?
Happened to my pee hole? And then another fun little story this reminds me
is
of
it, well,
is
how,
seventh
how,
grade.
What's the curvature? What's the curvature like for you guys? Like,
honestly,
for the two streak. I like how
mine's like straight split 45.
Yeah, I was saying, so like it's probably straight consistent. Spit, but I'm usually not looking at it because as I'm already a risky pisser, I just kind of have to stop and let that shit work itself out.
Risky piss.
I will say the first time
I
it happened
and I
to me,
clean up after myself.
I was directly center of the toilet and I pissed on both sides of the toilet. It did not land in the toilet.
But I hate it because sometimes mine is definitely not 45-45. Like, I've had straight up, like, 90-degree angles where I'll piss straight, and then there's just a straight
yeah,
going to
yeah,
the right.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, there's a bathtub to the right side, so I'll be pissing
into the bathtub.
But, like, I can't stop it. I'm like, well, I'm getting this stuff done, so if I stop, is that going to fix the stream? So I might as well just let it happen, and I'll just... let it take its course and then just clean up after
you
myself.
Do you king I have no business in those.
Yeah, yeah.
Seventh grade, my math teacher introduced me to the term upper decker. Are either of you familiar?
I don't think so.
All right, so the term upper decker means when you go to someone's house and you really hate them, so you take the top of the toilet off and then you just shit in that.
Yeah,
that's called an upper decker, formally.
I've always called that like a parting wig.
A really deep. I was like, holy shit, I hope the fucking stream didn't pick that up. And then I watch as my bar just goes straight to the red. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Sorry to our audio listeners who just got a major
You're
fucking
welcome.
Burn. Hey, stop that.
So I bought spam for the first time.
Bought what spam?
I've never had spam. Just the original.
Regular?
Yeah.
No, you didn't get like teriyaki or anything like that?
I need the right experience. Because I saw this thing. Because like, you know what spam musubi is? It's like the glazed spam on rice wrapped in seaweed.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, I saw a recipe for a spam musubi bowl where you just like cut it up real nice, put it in your rice. And I wanna try that. I've been watching Great British Bake Off.
Oh, yeah,
show,
British cooking and spam. Yeah, that's
funnily enough, out of the three seasons I've watched, they are consistent with their demographic every time. It's all white people and then like two black people and one Indian person. Every single time. Every season.
Yeah,
and go watch any season. That's what it is.
Yeah, they hit their fucking market. You know,
they do.
That's
they
what
do.
We need.
Maybe
they'll venture out and get three.
There's a German and an Italian on the season I'm watching now. And it's fucking delightful because the German's name is Jürgen.
He's not German. That's not real.
And I love watching it because it lets me practice my accents. And the number of times he's done anything, and I've been like, "Oh my god, Jürgen made a windmill!"
Jürgen made a windmill.
Oh no, little German boy, that's the cave where they smoke weed. It's full of blunt and smoking.
God, Germans are so funny. I think a lot of it is just because they say "und."
And then that leads us to our sponsored segment of the evening.
Snyder's
Hanover. Snyder's pretzel pieces, party size, honey mustard and onion, big flavor. These things make my pussy pop. On God, holy fuck!
Did they send you that script or you got that?
For legal reasons, we are not sponsored by Snyder's.
I love Snyder's.
The...
You got that Snyder pretzel dust all over your camera lens now. Because you're definitely using your eating hand, aren't you?
God, I haven't actually had like a bag of Snyder's.
You watched me unroll it.
Well, didn't you say
I like them better than Cheddar Chex Mix because the dust does lick off easier. It doesn't leave like a residue.
Yeah.
But speaking of which, I was talking about earlier. So my little in-house bastard.
Ooh. Fuck, that,
right in the middle of
Jesus.
My pointer finger. and I was playing Overwatch earlier, and every time I click or scroll,
and like the sweat and residue off of the mouse as well, getting into that.
Well, my hands actually never sweat.
My hands get really sweaty, but like
my hands are sweaty now, and I haven't even touched anything.
That's how I am. I get super sweaty. You want to hold hands while we're sweating?
My sophomore year was when Clash Royale was really big.
Mm-hmm.
There's this guy in my biology class. I probably told this story.
I think you've told the story before, yeah.
Either way, I would make him play for me because he was really good at Clash Royale. And every time he would touch my phone and hand it back, it'd be covered in sweat.
Jesus, he played that shit for real.
Who was this?
Ethan. Okay. Percussionist.
Yep.
That's a weird last name. Is that German?
No.
No?
Italian.
No. Leave me alone.
How do you find your phone if you lose it?
Scream at it until it responds.
With my eyes. Sometimes I use my hands.
Sometimes.
Hands are usually secondary when looking for something.
What do you do rest of the time, other than your eyes? So you're looking at it, right? So that's with your eyes, right?
Right.
You said sometimes I use my hands.
Sometimes.
What's the other time?
Eyes. If I don't use my eyes, I use my hands.
Well, I get that, but you can't pick up the phone.
I'm using my hands to pick up the phone. I've already found my phone. I'm not using my hands to find the phone.
Seeing it identifies it as being found.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're not including the whole, like, picking up the phone and validating that.
When his eyes are closed.
Yeah, like, sometimes I'll drop it, like, on the floor under my bed. So then I'm like,
rubbing your eyes on the ground.
I'm just face down on the floor. Where's my phone? Where is it?
My nose is my third.
We know.
Because
that thing is its own satellite.
Yeah, it has its own gravitational pull. you throw something in front of it and it just floats, see? Yeah, that
it didn't, really that was a really bad bit. You should
Yeah. It didn't work.
Man, what if it did? We really do just hate each other, huh?
Did work? Like, what if I did throw this and it actually started levitating?
I'm gonna send my new favorite fucking reaction emote on Discord and streaming VC right
my
now.
My new favorite
out.
Fucking.
My new favorite fucking.
My new favorite fucking.
Where is it? There it is. Send. I want that face to be burned in your head whenever I say cool.
So good.
For our audio listeners, it is a distorted
papega.
Trey, top five favorite movies, go.
Revenge of the Sith, number one. The Dark Knight, Watchmen, Saw, the first one.
I didn't see it.
And then, I've done a tweet about this in the past. Probably Fast and the Furious, the first one.
Jared, top five movies to clarify.
I won't do it in order, like in no particular order. Moulin Rouge.
The Asian Princess.
I know. I always have such a hard time picking favorite movies.
I thought we were just dramatically being silent about Layden's stupid fucking joke.
I guess Into the Spider-Verse.
Ooh,
that one's up there. Honestly, if I'm going off of like the movies that were most influential to me, Arthur and the Invisibles.
Very good.
Good one.
That's where
he gets shrunken down.
The white hair.
Yeah, the mini Moys.
Okay, because I always get that one confused with the other one where he becomes one with the ants and he has to fight the exterminator at the end. I always get those two because it's got very similar premises. Whatever that one's fucking called.
Percy Jackson and the Olympians. And yeah, this is just like movies that are most influential to me as a child.
Mm-hmm. Is that all five?
I should have four.
Four.
Yeah,
because you said Moulin Rouge, you said Arthur, you said Percy Jackson. What was the second one?
Spider-Verse,
that's right.
And you know what? Avengers Endgame, because that's my favorite movie theater experience.
Really? Banger.
Even though I like Infinity War more than Endgame.
All of mine are just movies that are like I consistently quote. Like I have a good enough memory of all of them.
Oh, let me rephrase. American Psycho, Wolf of Wall Street, Fight Club. Benchwarmers.
Oh, that's a great movie. Great movie. Excellent movie.
Excellent.
What about yours, King? Top five?
Mine. My favorite all-time movie is Clockwork Orange. I will watch that movie till the day I die. The Shining. Zoolander. First one. Empire Strikes Back. That's tough for my fourth one. What's a movie that I... Fuck, that's tough for a fourth one. Spirited Away.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's probably my... Yeah, because I've... That one... Yeah, probably Spirited Away. It's probably the most, like, most watched animated movie I ever watched, ever. I used to watch that shit.
I've been watching a lot more Ghibli.
Mm-hmm. Is it Ghibli or Ghibli? Is it Ghibli?
It's Ghibli.
Is it Ghibli? You just say Ghibli because you want to be quirky and cute.
Well, it's usually every time I say it is different.
Ghibli?
I really like Studio Ghibli's.
Google?
God, that's a... Wow.
Ghibli.
I watched Howl's Moving Castle. I determined it's my favorite one out of them so far.
That's a great one. Yeah, that was the one I was kind of stuck between.
I'm a huge fan of Porco Rosso.
Because
that's Michael Keaton as Porco. So every time he talks, I'm like, that's fucking Batman. Honestly, Batman and Robin with George Clooney and Chris O'Donnell, that one's up there for me.
Great. Is that the one with Jim Carrey?
Yep, and Tommy Lee Jones.
Yep.
Well,
Batman.
One of them. The other one.
There's two of them.
As Arnold Schwarzenegger and Uma Thurman.
That's Batman and Robin. Batman Forever has Jim Carrey, because then that's Val Kilmer Batman.
That's right.
Yeah.
And
Billy
D. Williams.
I might like that one a little bit more, to be honest, because I just love Jim Carrey in that movie. I think he does such a good fucking job.
Oh, wait, no. Tommy Jones is Harvey Dent in that one.
Who? No, Tommy Jones is Two-Face with Riddler, Jim Carrey.
Yeah, Harvey Dent, Two-Face.
No.
Oh, Harvey Dent.
No, 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 the
same
guy.
Two-Face is the one in Dark Knight.
Yeah, where is she? You know, fuck, dude. I get honestly, it's hard because I'm just thinking about it. Jim Carrey, all of his movies, to be honest, like
that movie is the reason Tommy Lee Jones said he would never work with Jim Carrey again.
Yeah,
because Tommy Lee Jones is such a serious actor and just wants to get shit done. He did not care for Jim Carrey's
Jim Carrey just wants to fuck around and shit. God, I love Jim Carrey. Ace Ventura. Fuck, I didn't even... Ace Ventura has been...
Yeah, man, that's why I enjoy so many movies. I can't, just pick a top five. But Moulin Rouge is definitely a favorite of mine. Always has been.
If I had to do a top 10, that would probably be easier because that gives room.
I found my original top five tweet. So I had Revenge of the Sith at number one, Dark Knight at number two, Spider-Man 2002 at three.
That's the original one, right?
Yeah.
The first? Yeah.
Yep. Winter Soldier at 4, and then The Fast and Furious at 5, with Watchmen as an honorable mention.
Cool. Winter Soldier is a good fucking movie. That's a great movie.
It is.
Like I like Marvel. I'm not like too crazy about it, but like I remember watching Winter Soldier in theaters and like, fuck, this is a great fucking movie. This is great.
I've always liked it because it's just like, it's still an MCU movie, but it's so different. It's a spy versus spy, like espionage heist movie. It's so good.
And the guy who plays as Bucky is hot as dicks.
I love Sebastian Stan.
Yeah, that's his name. Yeah, fucking sexy motherfucker.
Absolutely.
Let's do more lists. Top 5 favorite video games ever of all time. Go. Trey?
Okay. Ever of all time. Combat Evolved.
Really? That's your favorite game?
Of all time? Well, video games I'm not going to do in particular order.
Okay.
But Combat Evolved. The Lego Star Wars Complete Saga.
Let's go. The PlayStation 2.
I had it on Xbox.
Or Xbox, I guess it doesn't matter. I didn't know if you were talking about like the new one or the... Because that's called the Skywalker Saga.
Yeah, it's Skywalker Saga, yeah. Ooh. Probably Minecraft, I guess.
Jared's like, God of War.
Yeah, I like God of War. I don't know that it's my favorite, though. Spider-Man, the new one.
Spider-Man. Oh, the new one?
The new one. Spider-Man... Not Spider-Man 2, actually. I did not like Spider-Man 2 as a kid. I actually liked the first one a lot more.
That was on the... Is that the GameCube?
Yeah.
I think... I don't know. Was that on PlayStation? Because I think I had that
I think
one
it was
too.
On PlayStation 2, yeah. But... So that's 4. But yeah, no, I liked that one a lot more.
What was your second one again? It was... Lego Star Wars.
Complete Saga.
Spider-Man for the PS4 originally.
Yeah, Marvel Spider-Man. And
Marvel
then
Spider-Man.
Sam Raimi movie tie-in Spider-Man, the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Combat Evolved, and I'm going through my Steam right now, just because that's got the majority of my games.
I play too many games.
Probably the Old Republic, the MMO, because that got me into MMOs.
Two Star Wars, two Spider-Man, and Halo. Very nice.
I mean...
No, I get it. Jared? God of War. Overwatch?
God of War Ragnarok? Just Cause 3?
God of War, as in like the first
the,
of the
new... newer one. God
the
of War 4, but the new one. Yeah. So God of War Ragnarok, Just Cause 3,
Banger.
Overwatch. Red Dead 2.
Ooh, very nice. For me, fuck that. Halo Reach. That was my first ever Halo. Kingdom Hearts 2. Final Fantasy 7. Lego Star Wars 2. Not the complete saga, because I didn't actually get
trilogy.
That. Yeah, like, I didn't have that until way later. I had Lego Star Wars 1 and 2, and I used to play the fuck out of 2. So Lego Star Wars 2. And Tekken 4.
Honorable mention for me is Skylanders. Because that's one of the first games
I ever got super
into. Because like I had a Wii, so I played all the Lego games, and I spent a ton of fucking time on the Wii. And then I got a PS3, and I think I probably started playing Overwatch on PS3, now that I think about it. Yeah, because I got Legendary Edition, and then when I got PS4, for some reason it didn't transfer, so I had to buy another copy of Overwatch. So I've paid for 3 different copies of Overwatch in my lifetime, because now I have it on PC. Because that's why it was nice when they did account merge, because I got my skins from the Legendary Edition.
Mm-hmm.
But then, yeah, God of War, I played for the first time freshman year because it was free on PlayStation Plus. And that's the first game I, like, binged the fuck out of. I played that entire game at, like, 3 days, 12 hours each day.
What game was it? Sorry.
The God of War.
First God of War.
Yeah.
I forget. Did you ever play, like, the original series?
I played God of War 3 a little bit. Because the PS Plus, they had, like, the game library of old games.
Yeah.
So I played all of them, but I didn't want to pay for another month, so I never finished it. But then Just Cause 3, that's a banger of a game. That one's just fun. Banger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Big
game, but... 4 was Red kind Dead of a letdown.
I was not happy with 4.
No.
The only one I ever played was Just Cause 3. That was the only one I've ever played.
And then Red Dead was the first game I ever got on pre-order. And, like, Spider-Man PS4, honorable mention. Because God of War 2, I was so much more invested in the story than God of War 1 because I had played God of War 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then Spider-Man PS4, just as a game, made me super invested in the story on its own.
Yeah, that game has a really good story. That's a good game, too. I really enjoyed that game. I'm
so excited for Spider-Man 2 to come out.
Yeah.
That's got to be around the
Miles
corner.
Miles Morales should have been a DLC.
It should have been a DLC.
DLC is it's a dying thing. Which sucks.
Yeah, but they've released...
Spider-Man PS4 has 4 DLCs.
Is 3 DLC on it, yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, when that game came out, I'm just saying, though, is that the entire idea of, like, having a separate story, like, a separate story within the game is kind of a dying thing.
Yeah, but the game itself is, like, half of the Spider-Man PS4 game.
Yeah.
I get that, but, like, I mean, like, older games from, like, the 2000s and early 2010s did that all the time, too. I want to be that thumb.
Yeah, but that's when games were just shorter as a whole.
I'm just saying. Is that, like, that's kind of a dying breed, and they're going to try and cash out as much as they can.
I'm going to have to disagree on this one. I feel like there's a lot of games that have...
No, I get what you're saying, Landon.
I do get what you're saying, but... I don't know, I just feel like, money. Yeah.
Like, all I'm just trying to say is that, like, the companies, they're doing that to make it a reason to make it a full-price game. That's why they do it, you know? But, fuck, honorable mention, I'll be honest, fucking Guitar Hero 3.
You're fucking Guitar Hero 3?
Mm-hmm.
I wish.
My dick was all over that green button. Yeah.
Mine was all over that.
I mean, okay.
all
over the strum bar?
I've actually never played Guitar Hero.
Really?
Well, I played it on DS.
whoa, we got a gamer over here.
On my cousin's DS, to be clear.
Whoa.
That's when the...
They had the button. Yeah.
It was like a Game Boy attachment that you would put.
Yeah, in. Yeah. Yes. And then you would use your fingers and you would use the stylus to strum. Yeah, that shit was cool. Yeah, I fucking loved the. I loved Guitar Hero. That shit was my fucking. I was on the leaderboard for a little bit on that bad boy. For what was it? It was Cold of Personality, by In Living Color. I had a fucking. I was on the leaderboard for like 2 weeks for that motherfucker on Heroic. Or nice. Whatever they called it.
Yeah. Well, you have that. I got 5 stars on the Russian dance on Just Dance 3.
Oh, let's go.
No. God. I have like a fucking core memory of Just Dance, of Rasputin on Just Dance. Like, it was me and my brother and then our cousin. And like, our cousins were over at our house. One of them, he's like a heavier guy, or he was a heavier like kid at the time. I watched this kid get down, throw his fucking knees out, squat, and hop back up, just like it was effortless for him. Like, he was, he had practiced to this fucking day. It's like, damn, nailed it. Could not fucking do that.
2% Russian, what can I say?
every time I hear Rasputin, I just, like, picture this, like, carrot top, heavy set, like, 12-year-old just fucking crouching and kicking all over the place.
Sounds just like a normal Russian to me.
That's Russian, yeah.
That's just U-pop right there.
Oh, man. I feel like my honorable mention has to be Jedi Fallen Order.
God, that's such a good fucking game too. Yeah, that's on honorable mention number 6,000.
I just like games. I don't know. Right. I can't really rank them. I'm a gamer.
Another honorable mention for me, because I'm not like, I'll make an honorable mention for a Star Wars game because I'm not a Star Wars person, but I'm gonna appease y'all. Star Wars Force Unleashed.
I was going back and forth. Yeah. I was like, should I say Force Unleashed or Fallen Order? Because like I like both of them for the same reasons.
Because Force Unleashed was one of the first games that I learned how to use cheat codes on.
Mm.
That's cool.
I like that.
And
made it a lot more fun when you had Force Unleashed and horsepower.
Force Unleashed is where I was like, oh, games can have more than one way of beating it? That's pretty fucking sick.
Yeah.
I worked so hard to try and get a fake ending that someone had just made up online about, like, you could break a window Death Star and, like, fucking fight Rom Koda. And it's like, I want to fight Rom Koda!
Yeah.
I was, like, so mad when I found out it was fake.
And just Sam Witwer being...
I love Sam Witwer. Yeah. I think Sam Witwer was actually a little fun fact. For those of you that watched Andor, he was, the shore trooper that arrests Cassian before he goes to the prison and has the whole prison arc, that shore trooper is body acted by Sam Witwer.
Doesn't he voice Darth Maul in
the Clone Wars and Rebels? Yep.
Have either of you watched the show Being Human? The American.
I have not, but he's a vampire in that.
Yeah, because that's like how you know I see him every time. Yeah.
He's also in The Mist. He shows up in The Mist. He's like a military
movie.
Yeah, like the movie. And he's just like some like soldier dude. Like he just shows up like, it's Sam Witwer. That's Starkiller.
Apparently Being Human is on Amazon Prime. I might have to watch it.
Clip of it on TikTok the other day and I was like, damn, that's actually kind of funny. I like that.
It's
like
a good series because I love Sam Huntington. Trying to think what else he would be in that you guys might know him from. He's been in a handful. Have you ever seen Jungle to Jungle, the Tim Allen movie?
I've heard of it, but not seen it.
He's the son in that. Have you ever seen the movie Sleepover with Alexa Vega?
Nope.
He's the older brother in that. says he was in Superman Returns. Probably Jimmy Olsen. I assume that's like a kid.
Jimmy? Wait, you don't know?
I haven't watched Superman Returns.
Jimmy Olsen is the Daily Bugle, or not Daily Bugle, Daily Planet reporter.
82, 92. So he would have been 24 when that came out. Yeah, well, he plays him in Superman Returns.
Is that the newer Superman?
That's the one with Kevin Spacey.
That's Brandon Routh.
Yeah.
Brandon Routh plays Superman.
Superman, and Kevin Spacey is Lex Luthor.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's our Superman. Like Henry Cavill, sure, but when I see Brandon Routh, that's Superman.
Is that the one where with the plane in the baseball field?
Yes.
Okay.
God, I'm gonna have to go rewatch that. I couldn't tell you the last time I.
Like it starts with, and it's like the rocket shuttle with the plane on top, and then like it all goes wrong, and Superman has to like save the people that are in that plane.
Isn't James Marsden in that too?
Oh fuck, is he? I don't know. It's been a minute since I've watched that one.
That movie's got some good scenes in it. I like the one scene where he's just kind of fucking hovering around in space and shit. Got some good fucking scenes.
Yeah, so it's James Marsden.
James Marsden, Richard White.
Dick White.
Yo.
God, do you know Cal Penn from like Harold and Kumar? He's Kumar.
Yeah.
Did you know that he was like on the Obama administration? If you look up Cal Penn, it says former associate director, White House Office of Public Liaison. And I think that's fucking wild because this guy has just made movies about being high.
Damn. Okay. Yeah. That I did not know that.
Yep. He was also in House for a little bit.
He was a doctor in House. That's where I knew him from. And then Harold House. Kumar. I did not realize he was a...
Yeah, cause same with John Cho. That's his name, right? Yeah, John Cho.
John Cho, because
he was in Star Trek, I think. Could be wrong. Pretty sure he showed up in Star Trek. But he was the lead in the live-action Cowboy Bebop. If you watch that.
Yeah. Cal Penn was Seth Wright in Designated Survivor. That makes sense. I do remember him from that, too.
See, and because, like, I have no attachment to stories and I prefer graphics, I love the Star Trek movies with Chris Pine. I think they're fine. And Benedict Cumberbatch.
I didn't think they were bad movies.
Yeah, they're fucking good. Because Simon Pegg shows up in them, too.
Mm-hmm. He's Scotty.
Yeah.
Because they needed some fucking European-Irish actor to do, or Scottish actor to do Scotty.
But yeah, I just think Chris Pine does a great job as Kirk.
Yeah, honestly...
And Zachary Quinto as a whole, one, so fucking good. Hot.
He is hot as hell.
And when he's in a couple of seasons of American Horror Story. But,
God, when he shows up in Asylum, I fucking lost my mind.
Yeah!
That's Spock!
Oh, fuck, I forgot Carl Urban was in Star Trek, too. Because he doesn't have any facial hair.
Who's he in Star Trek? Man, I gotta watch that movie now, too.
He's McCoy.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, damn. This is just making me want to go...
I'm just gonna watch that after we're done with this podcast.
Yeah, I'll say I might put on Being Human and chill and watch that later. God, it's such a good show. Because I think it was a sci-fi.
Yeah,
show?
Sci-fi.
But it's an American remake of a British show, so you know it's gonna be better.
Yeah, the Brits don't know how to. The only good show British television has ever made is The IT Crowd.
British humor.
Or at least it's humans.
British humans.
Humans.
Do you know who Matt Lucas is?
He sounds familiar.
He's the short, white, alopecia British actor. He was Tweedledee
Matt
and
Lucas.
Tweedledum in the live action okay. Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, he's in Doctor Who.
Oh, is he? I mean, he's British, so that makes sense.
That makes sense, yeah.
It's every British is.
Yeah, he's in the 10th Doctors. Or,
a very notable British person has been in Doctor Who.
13th Doctors season.
I say as I've never watched any Doctor Who.
I'm surprised by that.
That's not the first time I've been told that.
Really?
Not Felicia Hardy. That's
Karen Gillan?
Well, Karen Gillan, yeah. But fucking Rogue One actress... Felicity Jones. Felicity Jones has been in an episode of Doctor Who.
The ginger chick from The Office, she was in Doctor Who for a long time.
Catherine Tate was, 10th Doctor's companion.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, I don't like Catherine Tate very much.
I like Catherine.
I like her vibes, but I just don't like her.
I don't like her in The Office. Like, and I don't know how, like, I've never seen her outside of shows, like doing interviews or anything like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like her. She just reminds me too much of Lucy Punch, if you know who that is. She's another British actress. She's been in a lot, but like not for any like physical reasons, but just how they are. I mean, it's because they're British. That's what it is. And they're just too similar that they fill the same category in my brain.
I think it just a lot of it is that British woman humor.
Yeah. Well, just British humor. Because that's the thing, like, watching Great British Baking Show is Noel Fielding and Matt Lucas are... Because, like, they're the hosts, but then you also have, like, the judges for Paul Hollywood and Prue What's-Her-Face. And, they always try to, like, ad-lib and improv some jokes. And they're just not funny in America, but
yeah,
it's like that sometimes. I think Yeah, like I don't hate Lucy Punch, but her and Rachel McAdams, they also fill the same spot in my head. Rachel McAdams was Regina George in Mean Girls.
Mm. Oh, okay.
It's like that name sounds really fucking familiar and I don't know why.
But all yeah, so Lucy Punch, Rachel McAdams, yeah, Rachel McAdams was in The Notebook, right?
Yep.
That was her. Okay, yeah. Yeah, for some reason I thought there was a third one, but no, it's just the two of them. Cuz one of them was in a Sherlock Holmes movie.
That was Lucy Punch.
Was it Rachel?
Yeah, she was in Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, it's Rachel.
But Rachel Robert Punch County. Was in Hot Fuzz. I mean, yeah, Lucy Punch.
Mark Strong was in Sherlock Holmes.
Robert Downey Jr. was in Sherlock Holmes? Holy fuck.
Holy fuck. God, I love Mark Strong. I don't think he's ever had
I'm just
that
looking
role.
At the IMDb. Robert Mallet has a weird head.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mark Strong was the villain.
Look at that fucking head.
Are you familiar with the movie The Brothers Grimsby?
I think I've heard of it.
It's so fucking stupid. Sacha Baron Cohen and Mark Strong are brothers. And it's essentially Mark Strong is this crazy international spy. And then he gets like injured or something. So Sacha Baron Cohen being this like small town Brit fucking like pub addicted guy has to take over like his spy duties. God, it's so stupid. And I recommend Rebel Wilson. What's she doing nowadays? She lost like a ton of weight. And I think she was in a commercial recently, but because like when did Cats come out? That was 2019, right? Yeah.
Did that really come out in 2019?
Yeah, that was so long ago.
She did lose a lot of weight.
She lost. Didn't realize. I saw her on a commercial and didn't recognize her.
Damn, good for her. But she was in Ghost Rider. Oh, that's right. She was the goth girl in Ghost Rider.
Bar. Yeah. Then in the interview.
Yeah, the one that they interviewed. So like. She's being really weird.
Yeah.
Damn.
And like, yeah, it's so tough because like she set that image for herself in Pitch Perfect as being Fat Amy. Mm-hmm. So I wonder what she is gonna be in or is like currently doing.
I'm still just looking at images of this Robert Mallet guy.
Robert Mallet?
Robert Mallet like, or something like that.
Mallet.
He's just one of the guys that was in the Sherlock Holmes movie.
He's such an, like, he's attractive, but, like, also, like...
Apparently, she did a movie in 2022 called Senior Year with Alicia Silverstone.
He looks like a custom character you would make in, like, a wrestling game.
Oh, yeah, it's because his head continues to go out.
Yeah. And his ears are, he's also got those kind of weird ears where it's just like, it's just uniform with his jawline. Yeah.
Trey and I's band director had connected lobes. And students brought that up all the time.
Danger?
Yeah.
Danger Dan? Okay.
His ear lobes connected.
Oh yeah,
I think we started making fun of it after we were going.
I think it was after me. Yeah,
yeah. So you know, high school students are only going to make fun of physical appearances. You know who's a fucking real one? What's his name? Doug Jones. Did y'all know Doug Jones?
I want to say yes because that name sounds familiar.
Yeah, you will. He's the guy who is in the weird shit.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's always the monster and shit.
Yeah.
He was a Silver Surfer.
He was, in fact, Silver Surfer. It's because he's 6'4", skinny as shit, and likes being plastered with...
Yeah, he played as the Pan's Labyrinth guy.
He was the fish person in Hellboy.
Speaking of people that are just fucking twinks that like to do weird things to themselves, Cody... Yeah, that's an awful. That was an awful segue.
And then you said Cody. Don't throw him under the bus.
No. So Cody and I've been watching Star Wars because he's never seen them. So I was like, I've been watching those with him. And so we were talking, and we were talking about like something got brought up about C-3PO, and like he's like, yeah, C-3PO looks really good. It's a really good visual effect. And I'm like, Cody, Like, for a lot of this, that is not a visual effect. Like, that's a man in a costume. Like, why? Mm. Like, yeah, that is a twink-ass French man in a tiny-ass fucking costume. Skinny as shit.
Same thing with R2. Most of the bots, unless they're, like, doing a lot of physical action and things like that, most of that is practical.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't R2 pass not that long ago, didn't he?
Kenny Baker passed. It's been a while. I think that was in, like, high school. I think I was still in high school when he died.
2016.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Ew, gross. He's British.
Ew, point and laugh.
The Chewbacca actor, the Chewbacca actor.
Peter?
Can't think of his name. Peter Mayhew. Mayhew, thank you. He just had a bunch of shit, like, that was in his house or something. Because he died fairly recently. And so a lot of old scripts and things that he had ended up on, like, auction sites and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so his wife was like, hey, what the fuck? Those should be mine to do with what I want to do. So she got a bunch of those, like, sued a bunch of those, like, auction houses and shit.
Right. Damn. Yeah, those are probably worth a shit ton of money, too.
So have you seen the videos where it's like behind the scenes because Chewbacca just, like, spoke English, and that's why Harrison Ford would respond, and then it was just superimposed, so they didn't hear what he sounded like till like the movie premiered. Hi, Erica.
Hi, Erica.
Go tell your grandma I said hi.
Tell her.
I know you can hear me, you fucking cute bastard.
Brandon, tell your fucking sister I said hello.
Are those diapers? Yeah, they're diapers. You nodded. They're diapers. Bro, your tattoo looks like it's ready to peel some more. I'll do it. We get it.
Shut the fuck up. Trying to have a conversation. And I'm just hearing, and she's talking, and she's like, she just gave me a bunch of
diapers.
Man wipes, not diapers. Man wipes.
Diapers. They're man wipes. They're for men.
Yeah. Like these bad boys. I got these guys. I love wipes. These are great on my fucking ass and face. Let me tell you.
Like in that order? One? Yeah.
I squeeze them out.
Do you use the same one? Doesn't answer the question. Gestures to white box.
Ass, then face.
See, when I left home, I started buying myself. Like, I have made it a rule for myself not to skimp on good toilet paper because it changes your life.
Mm-hmm.
I have grown up with, like, really cheap 2-ply toilet paper. Oh, and I started buying, like, quilted northern. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
My asshole has never felt better.
Yeah. When I was a kid, my nana, she would buy, like, the bulk shit that you would get from like, GFS or whatever. So,
yeah,
like, the shit. Yeah, and she even made her own, like, toilet paper stand out of, like, PVC pipes and shit. So
like the brown, like, shit you would get at, like, a factory or, like, a restaurant or something? Like, the brown.
Yeah, I mean, it's still white toilet paper, but it's, like, the giant bulk kind, so it'd be that really thin, but you can get, like, a large one for, like, decent
price.
Same,
okay, yeah, same.
So,
yeah.
Like, you know, one wipe and your fingers are right through the fucking paper, you know, so
that's
you're basically...
I like it.
You're basically just...
It's a surprise every time.
Yeah, you're fingering your fucking chocolate starfish. I'm getting...
That's not where that goes.
It's a surprise, to be sure, but a welcome one.
And then, we started getting that soft but plush toilet paper. And, oh, man, my downstairs has never been more pleased.
All right. I don't know if it's just me or the autism, but... Do you guys know how many sheets of, like, toilet paper you use?
I use quite a bit.
Well, like not in total, but, like, at a time.
As, what do you mean? Like,
I mean, when I use it, I count how many sheets I'm pulling off.
Oh, I don't
do a couple different ones, but...
I guesstimate about 10.
In total, or in one wipe, is 10?
I go, whoop, I fold it,
That's what I do.
Damn, 10?
Yeah.
I got a thick ass. What do you want me to say?
Well, how many passes are you taking on the old hole?
Like about like if it's like a if it, okay. It depends on the residue.
On average. If it's a normal nice shit, it's not like extra sticky or one where you're like, do I even need to wipe?
I wipe, I fold, I wipe again. And if I'm able to fold again, I fold, I wipe again. But typically it's about 2 to 3. Then I dunk that shit.
All with the same pieces?
Again, I fold it. Right?
I know, that's so, just interesting.
So I'll fold it into about a palm size. I wipe, fold it, get about half a palm, wipe again. If I'm feeling courageous, I fold it again and wipe, so I get a little bit more of that kind of thicker chunk.
See,
so
I'm really
able to get in there.
I usually have a pretty good idea if I'm gonna need a second one. So it's like, okay, I'm gonna need to go more than one. This is a two passer. Gonna go less on it. So it usually averages out that no matter how many wipes, it's like the same amount of toilet paper.
See, I do 3 squares, take it, fold it.
3 squares? Damn.
Wipe, then drop, and then, like, I just do 3 at a time.
That's fair, yeah.
So it probably averages out to, like, not 9 to 12, depending how many passes I need to take.
So we're just having the same outcome, just...
I know, it's just I've never heard someone say that they use... the same like allotment of toilet paper.
I mean, like
I know I get that you fold it, but like here's the real one. Apparently, this has been controversial before, and I never even knew it was a question to ask. Do you fully like raise off the toilet when you wipe? Like, do you stand up to wipe?
No. Wait, do you stand up to wipe?
Well, yes, lean. I'm talking about like, does your ass completely come off the toilet? Like,
when I wipe, I stand up.
See, yeah, I never knew there was even a discrepancy between that.
I found that out a couple of years ago because when I hear people say, no, what do you mean you stand up? I sit down and wipe. I'm like...
Yeah, no, I mean, like, I just lean over.
So, Trey, you sit down?
I lean in whatever direction.
Yeah, I just... I go forward and to the left, and then,
like,
I mean,
lean? I've always done that. I kind of leaned a little bit further, but I'm a bigger guy, so like standing and like reaching kind of back there, that's a little hard. I can't really reach around myself that well.
I can understand that.
So
yeah,
like,
yeah.
But yeah, like I mean, I'm a leaner. I'm a leaner, not a standard.
No, I stand. Like when I'm done shitting, I stand up, I wipe, I look at it, and I throw it away.
Landon shits, grabs the toilet paper, all sitting. As soon as the toilet paper hits his hand, just bolt up.
Yeah,
and then back down.
God, yeah, I don't know. It's just so interesting because like. And it's interesting because, like, that's not conversations people have. Like, I know, like, oh, it's bathroom, keep it private. No, I want to know what people are doing in there.
I want to know that if my bathroom,
I need to know if I'm weird or not.
Yeah, I need to know if I'm weird.
I will call it weird people who don't even lean. The people who just sit and go through the front.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
Fuck,
I hate that,
like,
yeah.
You're just outing yourself. Yeah, you're just outing yourself as having a small cock and ball. Like, if you're able to get your hand in there and wipe.
Yeah, no.
Man, you just outed
yourself. Well, it's also like, oh, man, I don't know. Like, I just feel like at that point, you're dragging it back across, like, your fucking taint and, like, the back of your balls. That's disgusting.
Yeah, thank you. Fucking weird-ass people. Thank you.
All right, I think that brought us to the end of the show.
Yeah, I think that's good.
We started with piss, we ended with shit. It's a natural conclusion. Well-rounded.
It's like poetry. It rhymes.
I want to make sure the link worked before I say
it. Yeah, it did last time I checked it.
Okay, yeah, it still works. Okay, yeah, so be sure to check out carcrashstore.com. Get our latest merch. Crash with a K. We don't have anything new up, but we still have the Peakers jerseys.
I think the us standing from different toilet positions could be a great.
Also with piss.
Yeah.
Well, we got the Peakers jersey.
All right, we'll just have the grid and just be like weird.
Yeah, I would say it's gonna be like the Gorillaz album cover, where it's like the four profiles.
Yeah, like the Let It Be.
It'll be picture. It'll be a picture of us in each quadrant, and then a picture of Harrison in the fourth one, and then it'll be like, where do you pee?
Yeah, just actually recreate that whole thing, but it's Harrison in the side.
Yeah.
All right, but yeah, good. Be sure to check that out. And then yeah, that's all I have.
All right. Idiosyncrasies, bum bum. Oh my god, it's a no no.
Well, we can't announce no no. Bye, no no.
Sleep well.
Who the fuck is a Nona?
Bro, that's literally Nona. You just talked to her.